Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to be alert, be sober minded, be alert at all times. For your enemy, Satan is roaming around looking for someone to devour, but we don't have to be that someone.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, God is Bringing New Things.
Speak the Word.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your future today, about new beginnings. And I have a question for you. My question for you is, do you really want to be in the same place? Do you really want to be in the same situation next week, next month, or next year? Or do you want something different, something better? Friends, I want you to know that in order not to be in this same place next year, you're going to have to make some changes. You cannot, it's just crazy to think that we can keep on doing the same things over and over again and get different results. I mean, it can't happen. As I was telling my son, he says, if your way is not working, why not try my way? if your way is not working, why not try the way of the Lord or somebody else that you've seeking counsel with? In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3, God told the Israelites, He said, you have roamed around this mountain country long enough, He said. Now it's time to turn northward. In other words, you have been on this mountain, He said, long enough. In other words, you've been doing this same old thing over and over again. It's like sitting in a rocking chair somewhere, rocking, and you're moving, but you aren't going anywhere. So as long as you keep doing it that same old way, that's the way it's going to be. He says it's time to go north. North means to go higher. God wants you to go higher, saints. He wants you to soar. He wants you to soar like the eagles. He wants me to soar like the eagles. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 in the New Living Bible says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 3 in the God Word translation, it says, since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, that we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. You know, sometimes, friends, we have to make new friends. We have to make new relationships. Sometimes the people that you hang around with are holding you back. I've experienced that so much through my life. Actually, I'm sure that I experienced it even before I gave my heart to the Lord, but especially since I've given my heart to the Jesus and I've been working for Him, I've had to cut relationships in my life. A lot of times, it's hard to do this sometimes. Sometimes we also have to stop. We have to break certain habits also in our lives in order to move ahead. So it's not always people that's holding us back. Sometimes we have developed a habit of doing certain things that will hold you back, as well as some people. And you just want to be careful that this doesn't happen. Remember, the Bible says iron sharpens iron in Proverbs 27:17 in the English Standard Version. It says iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. So, in other words, you want to be around someone that knows more than you know and that can sharpen you. Hanging around someone that knows less than you do or not more than you do, I mean, it's just, you can't learn. You can't learn from them. It's kind of like repeating that same, you're in school and you're repeating that same grade over and over again. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. You know, in verse 2, it says, we must focus on Jesus, the source and the goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Then he received the highest position in heaven, the one right next to the throne of God, his Father. Hallelujah. You know, in verse 3, it says, think about Jesus. We need to do that sometimes. Brothers and sisters, we just need to think about Jesus who endured opposition from sinners so that we don't become tired and give up. He took this on himself. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12, 13, it says, take a new grip on your tired hands and strengthen your knees. He said, mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. As David tells me sometimes, I'm talking about, speaking of my husband, David, when I feel like giving up or growing weary, he said, grab yourself by your bootstraps, Joe, and pull yourself up. Not quite sure what that means, but in other words, I believe what he's saying is shake it off. Don't let it get me down. It's only the enemy trying to defeat me. It's only the enemy that's trying to hold me back. You know, I believe the biggest change that you will have to make this year, that you have to make this year, to get the change that you want, is to lay your tongue on the altar. And I'm going to repeat that. In order to get the change that you want this year, I believe that you're going to have to lay your tongue on the altar. You know, I heard a message by Pastor Norville Hayes once where he said told the Lord to teach his people how to talk. You know, and we do, because so many people don't understand why you're not moving ahead in life and why you can't get ahead and why you pay one bill and you got two coming in, and or even on your job, you know, you see others getting promoted around you, but yet you don't seem to be making any progress. Well, there are some things that we need to do, and one of the main things we need to do is just change the way we talk. Change the words that's coming out of our mouths, to get a revelation that the words coming out of our mouths, brothers and sisters, there are seeds and they are going to grow a harvest. And if you're not where you want to be, apparently you have been sowing seeds that has placed you in that position. And I know it's hard to believe, but I also know that it's the truth. I mean, I was in that same predicament. I was sowing the same seeds over and over, getting the same results over and over. Even as a farmer's daughter, I know that my dad would plant corn maybe in a field for so many years, and then he might do cotton there, or he might put beans there. And in other words, he didn't continue to plant it in the same field. He had to change it, because if he had not have changed it, and his crop of corn or whatever he was planting there, he would not get the harvest that he wanted, you know, because the soil was not good for that anymore. And so in order to get where you want to go, you're going to have to change the words that you're speaking to get where you want to go. And I'm going to have to do the same thing. He said to teach his people how to talk. And that was one of the things that the Lord called me when he called me into the ministry to teach his word. He wanted me to teach his word because he said that his people were losing their battles because they didn't know the word. And it's the word that we're fighting with. That's the sword. Our tongues are the sword of the Spirit, the Bible says. And so our words are seeds. And that's how you're going to get the change. And you can't get it any other way. You need to know that the words coming out of your mouth can, and they will deliver you. Or that same mouth will keep you in bondage. It works both ways. Your tongue, just think about this. Your tongue is the steering wheel of your life. And you say, well, Pastor Joe, what do you mean by the steering wheel is the... My tongue is the steering wheel of my life. It is, because even you, if you're driving, and most people listening today, they drive a vehicle of some sort. But if you're in that vehicle and you realize that you're going in the wrong direction, you have sense enough to know, you're smart enough to know that in order to get where you want to go, if you realize you're heading north when you want to go south, that you cannot get where you want to go if you could keep on going north. You're going to have to make some changes. And so the same way with our life, our everyday life, you know, with our relationships and our families and our jobs, if you're not getting where you want to go, you're going to think of it as the steering wheel of your life and begin to change. The victory really is right here in your mouth. Your job is to remember the promises in His Word and speak them boldly.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank You that You have promised blessings and a new beginning for all the moment that we accept Your Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. I pray, Lord, that with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we will be able to forget things that happened in our past and not dwell on past events from long ago. I thank You, Lord, that according to Your Word in Isaiah 43:19, that You are doing a new thing in our lives. And with the help of Holy Spirit, we will put off anything concerning our former conduct and be renewed in the spirit of our minds, that because of who we are in Christ Jesus, we shall put on the new man, which was created according to our Father in true righteousness and holiness. I thank You, Lord, that as a blood-bought child of God, we will no longer follow the voice of a stranger, but only the voice of our Lord. We thank You, Father, that our slate is wiped clean each and every day by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And as we continue to put our trust in the Lord, we will find new strength and soar high on wings like eagles. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.